Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where each Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, I bring you a dynamic guest. Today, my guest is Trist LeSage. She's a best-selling author on Amazon and a writer of magazine articles on metaphysics, self-empowerment, and body-mind-spirit topics. Her articles have been published in digital magazines and in print magazines, such as Sedona Journal of Emergence, The Magical Times, Mind and Body Spirit, which are distributed at Barnes & Noble bookstores and other locations worldwide. She is the author of three books, Manifesting Success in Relationship, Career, and Business via Numerology, Traveling to Parallel Universes, and Meditations for Past Life, Star Seeds, Soulmates, and Beyond, which became instant bestsellers on Amazon upon publication. She is also an author consultant. What's really great is she helps authors to market their books and to plan their book launches. She also advises first-time authors on the process of getting their books published. You can go to her website for more information about her work, and her website is http://beyond3dbooks.com. Again, that's www.beyond3dbooks.com. Welcome, Trish. I know you're freezing in Michigan, but so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
What types of books do you suggest our listeners write that would increase their chances of becoming a best-selling author?
I believe that starting out in nonfiction would be the most beneficial, and the reason why I say that, it seems like a lot of people are interested in books that teach people something or inform them about something or even educate people, and entertainment is a good area too. You know, people want to learn about other people's lives, you know, if you have any information about celebrities' lives or anything like that. People want to be entertained as well. A lot of people have told me they write fiction, but they have a hard time. They sell some books, but a lot of times, you know, if you're Stephen King or somebody, if you're not Stephen King or somebody, it's a little bit harder to break into those areas, you know, with the fiction books and to find your target audience.
How did you get the ideas for the books that you're doing?
For me, I began going through a spiritual awakening about 10 years ago and started experiencing so much, and I decided to start writing about my experiences in hopes of helping people. And so I write blog articles about, you know, the mind, body, spirit type areas and metaphysics, and the blog articles actually help me to sell my books. So if you're writing nonfiction, you could also write a lot of blog articles in order to drive traffic to your website and sell some books. So that's another benefit of writing nonfiction books.
How long did it take you to put all your books together?
For me, it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks to write a book, and
wow,
to be honest, so I move pretty fast, you know, I spend a lot of time writing, but I try to write shorter, more concise books instead of writing a really long, like, say, 400-page book, you know, filled full of a bunch of fluff or whatever. I tend to be short and to the point and publish shorter books, like maybe 100, 150, 200 pages, because then I spend the rest of the time doing the promoting and the marketing, because really you need a lot of time to do promoting and marketing, you know, if you want to try to make a living as a writer.
For first-time authors, could you explain the options for getting their books published?
Sure. You can go the traditional route, which would be to try to get your book published by a traditional publisher. And some traditional publishers do allow you to send manuscripts to them directly, but some require you to find a literary agent before you can send your work to them. They don't accept unsolicited work. And then there's vanity publishing, where you would pay, usually what they are is just a printer. You pay them a bunch of money and they print up your book. And I've heard horror stories, to be honest with you. There may be some good vanity type publishers out there, but I've heard a lot of bad stories about vanity publishers charging thousands of dollars and printing up the book, and you can only order, you know, copies of your book through them, and them not helping with the marketing.
Yeah, and usually don't you have to order quite a big quantity as well?
Correct, yes. They probably aren't going to want to print off a couple of copies of your book. They're probably going to want you to order a sizable quantity, which would cost you a lot of money, and then it's up to you to do a lot of the marketing. I've heard of people going that route and paying hundreds of dollars for these companies to put out a press release or something, and then they get no sales in return. And I don't want to say that every publisher that's in that category is that way, but I've just heard more and more horror stories about vanity publishers. And then, of course, you can self-publish, and you can do that. It's very easy to do that nowadays because you can go out there on Amazon for free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amazon has a arm of Amazon, a department called CreateSpace. It's createspace.com. And you can set up your book online for free, and they'll print up your book as each customer orders it. So it doesn't cost you anything. You just earn royalties from the book.
What's that? It's called Create what again?
CreateSpace.com. And it's Amazon, and they print up your book. Every time a customer orders your book, they'll print it up and ship it out for you, and they don't charge you anything. You just earn a royalty off from it, depending on how long your book is and everything. And then if you want to do an e-book for the Kindle or for Barnes & Noble's Nook or the Sony e-reader, there are different options. You can go directly to Amazon and do their Kindle Direct. But the downside of that is that you're only dealing with Amazon. You're missing out on Barnes & Noble and all of the other companies. So you would have to go to Barnes & Noble and the other companies directly to submit your book to them as well. But then there are companies that if you pay them a fee, they'll do it for you. Submit your books to these companies, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and Smashwords is one company, and I don't have any personal experience with them, so I don't know how well they do the work. And then there's BookBaby, and they submit your book to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the Sony, and even overseas all over the place, and they just pay you royalties, you know, on your book sales. So it's really, you know, you can really do a lot nowadays as publishing on your own as a self-published author.
So which route did you take for your books?
I decided to go the self-publishing route, and I wanted, because I found out there were these options available, it didn't seem to be too difficult, so I decided to go those routes, and I actually enjoy it because I don't mind doing the marketing and the promoting myself, and I studied marketing in college, so it was right up my alley anyway, so I don't mind spending time doing the marketing and going out there and trying to get booked on radio shows and sending articles and magazines and everything else to try to get, you know, my name out there and my work out there.
Right. Does it cost a lot of money to publish and market books?
If you go the route by going directly with Amazon's CreateSpace, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you go the route of sending your e-books through distributing them through Kindle Direct, I don't believe they charge anything unless you have to convert your file from, like, say, Microsoft Word to EPUB or MOBI. And then if you go through BookBaby, they do charge different fees. It's like $99 right now, I believe, for if you have an EPUB file already. And they do take a percentage of your sales, though 15% in addition to what Amazon and the other retailers take. And then if you pay $299, I believe they won't take a percentage of your sales. And I'm not sure exactly what Smashwords charges. But if you go the vanity publishing route instead of the self-publishing route, that could cost you thousands of dollars because they're the ones that want you to order a bunch of books.
Right,
And then the traditional publishers, they shouldn't charge you anything. They should, if they want to sign you to a publishing contract, they should be sending you an advance on your royalties.
Right. When you say royalties, like when you do like Create Space and all those things, what are the royalties usually range?
When you, for Create Space, it just depends on how long your book is. Is it 100 pages? Is it 200 or so? And you also get to choose your own selling price. And so it's based on that, your selling price and the length of your book. So, for example, a book that's, say, $8.99 or so, you might earn $2.50 or something. They take a big chunk out of your sales for the print books because...
But that's probably still cheaper than if you had with a publisher, because I've heard that people that even go with traditional publishers don't get a lot of money back.
No, I've heard the same thing, horror stories on that route, too, about, and not every publisher is that way, but some of them have sold, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of books and get a small check, you know, because the publisher keeps most of it. But so when you take it into consideration, when you think of it that way, an $8.99 book and you make $2.50 or $3 isn't doing too badly. But with the e-books, like BookBaby, if you go that route and have them distribute your e-book to Barnes & Noble and Amazon and everybody, you can make up to, you know, they don't keep any of your royalties if you pay the $299 fee, so all you're losing is whatever Amazon and Barnes & Noble charge in take out of your royalties, which Amazon is 70%. They pay you 70%, and they keep 30%. And I'm not sure Barnes & Noble, I believe, is somewhere around there, too. And some retailers will keep 50% or 40%. It just all depends on the retailer.
Of who you're dealing with. What are some of the best ways that authors can market their books?
Some of the best ways that they can market their books would be to get on radio shows as a guest and write blog articles and then go out there on social media and post your blog articles to Facebook. For example, I use my personal Facebook profile page, and I joined over 150 groups that are related to the subject material that I write about in my books, and I go out there and write blog articles and post them on the walls of the groups that I'm a member of. And what that does is that if people are interested in the blog articles, it drives traffic to my website and people buy my books. That's the main way that I sell my books, is through blog articles. And then you can take those blog articles, write them like a magazine article so that you can then submit the blog articles to print or paper, you know, magazines, and also digital magazines, and then you can get yourself in front of a larger audience that way. And some authors and other people and websites also interview authors. They will interview you, and that's a good way also to get your name and your work out there as well.
Can you explain to our listeners what author joint ventures are?
Sure. Author joint ventures are a good way of, when you're launching your book for the first time, or even if it's been out there on the market for a while, you can join up with other authors, maybe 7 to 10 other authors who can help you to promote your book. And you want to look for authors that have a big online presence. They have like a lot of people on their mailing list, or they have a lot of Facebook friends or a lot of Facebook likes on their author page, and you team up with them, and they offer a free gift for anyone who buys your book during your launch day. And in return, you put them on, you promote them on the page where your book is being promoted on the launch day. And so what it does is it drives traffic to their websites also. So people go and they buy your book, and they're getting a bunch of nice free gifts from these other authors, and it promotes them and drives traffic to their websites, and hopefully people buy their books as well. And actually, a lot of people that do these author joint ventures end up being best-selling authors on Amazon as a result of it, because you're getting so much help and support from other authors that have, you know, new people on their mailing list that you didn't have prior access to before.
Well, that's great. That's nice to know that it's like helping each other. You know, they always say if you help enough people get what they want, you win as well. So that's following that, you know, thinking as well.
Exactly. It helps both, you know, the author that's launching the book at the time, but it helps all of the other authors that aren't launching a book at the time, but it will help them anyways, so because everybody's working together.
What social media site or sites have been the most helpful in selling your books?
For me, Facebook has been a great, great asset, and I know some people shy away from Facebook, and it's just because you can use it to get out there and search for groups and become members of groups, and like I mentioned, post your blog articles or useful, helpful information for people to see, and then that drives a lot of traffic to your website. People become interested in the information that you share. And Twitter, I haven't been on Twitter for a long time, but I'm seeing what an advantage it is to be on Twitter as well, because people can retweet, you know, links to your articles as well, or to your radio shows or whatever, and that drives new people to your website as well.
Do you use LinkedIn at all?
I do use LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is wonderful. For example, I'm a member of a lot of writers and authors groups on LinkedIn, and even blogging groups, and it's so wonderful because you learn so much helpful and useful information from the other members of the groups, and then it's great when you can share information to the other members, share information with the other members as well. So it's been a very good tool for learning, you know, and helping people.
Right. Do you have any additional suggestion for authors and first-time authors that would increase their chances of becoming a best-selling author?
Yes. My advice would be to write, as I mentioned, shorter, more concise books rather than, you know, spending time writing a very, very long book, because you want to free up your time for the promoting and the marketing, unless you have the money to hire someone else to do the promoting and the marketing. And so you really need to spend a lot of more time actually doing the promoting and the marketing than the actual writing. And so that would be one suggestion that I would have for people that are writing books.
Let's talk a little bit about, tell us a little bit about your books.
Sure. Yes, I decided to write books that are related to self-empowerment and mind-body-spirit type subjects and metaphysics, because there's a really good market and it's growing, a really good audience and market for those types of books now. And it's pretty easy to find that target market because there are so many groups out there on Facebook and on other social media sites that are aimed towards people with those types of interests. And because I went through a spiritual awakening 10 years ago, I decided to start writing about these types of experiences to help people. And so one of my books, the book called Meditations for Past Life, Starseed, Soulmates, and Beyond, that's a book that helps people to explore their past lives. And it's using hypnosis, and hypnosis is just a nice, deep relaxation state. It's perfectly safe. And I include scripts that you can have a friend read while you're relaxing, or you can record on a cheap, you know, a tape recorder and listen back to the recordings, and you can explore your past lives and do all sorts of amazing, interesting things with it. You know, check out if you're going to live any future lives and just all sorts of wonderful things that you can do with it. And that's one book. And then the other book, Traveling to Parallel Universes, that book is about alternate realities and different universes. And so a lot of people are interested in that type of a phenomenon. And then the other book is Manifesting Success in Relationships, Career, and Business via Numerology. And that book is about the ancient knowledge of numerology. It's similar to astrology, but it's based on your name and your birth date and converting the letters in your name to numbers and using that information to form a profile about yourself. And the information is very helpful in figuring out things such as what your mission in life is and what's your deepest heart's desire and just all sorts of information that's very, very helpful and insightful as well.
How can people get on the list to get your blog?
They can go to my website, beyond3dbooks.com, and I do have a sign-up form on the right-hand side of my website where people can sign up for my mailing list, and I send out an email letting people know when I write new blogs and when I'm going to be on radio shows and things of that sort, and sometimes send out information about other authors as well.
Well, that's nice. What do you have in store for the future? More books?
Yes, I'm currently writing my fourth book. It's called How to Achieve Fifth Dimension Consciousness, and it's about, you know, transcending the negativity of the earth, you know, that we're currently on and living in a more peaceful, tranquil, better state of being. And I hope to have that published in the very near future. I'm still working on it and putting some finishing touches on it.
Now, when you're writing, do you actually outline chapters or what is your style of writing, or you just write?
I actually do an outline of chapters. I first sit down and brainstorm some ideas that come to mind that I might want to include in the book, and then I start organizing those ideas by outlining. And then the outline pretty much ends up becoming my table of contents for the book, and then I start writing the book based on the outline.
I know I interviewed one person one time. They said they did an outline, but they didn't actually write the book according to the outline. They just wrote whatever the content said, whatever day they happened to touch that. Maybe they were clearer on that particular chapter than they wrote that, and then at the end they brought it all together. Do you follow in sequence, or do you just,
I try to keep it organized and try to put it in a logical flow to try to, you know, keep it organized and try to keep it in an organizational kind of a manner that's kind of logical and easy for people to follow, flowing from, you know, one idea to the next.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes my thinking is I may be at the end and back to the beginning. I like some of the ideas you gave us. CrateSpace.com. I have to check that out. And I'd never even heard of Book Baby. So, you know, I think every time we get to talk to people, we learn ourselves something new. I do a lot of writing of articles, but I've been in a lot of books, chapters, but I've never actually sat down and wrote my own book, and I need to do that. And I like the idea of smaller numbers. Instead of thinking you have to do a big book, you can do more books in smaller and cover different topics. So that was a great tip. Any other tips you want to leave? Because we're almost at the end of our show.
Yes, I just, you know, trying to find who your target audience is very important too. And the whole world
How do you actually go about doing that?
Well, with the nonfiction books, it seems to be a little bit easier. I knew because of the books that I was writing that it would be people that are interested in spiritual and metaphysical type topics. And so then you want to figure out who it is that would be reading your type of book, and then where exactly can you get a hold of them. You know, are you going to be able to reach them online or offline? Like if somebody writes a book about auto mechanics, maybe auto technicians aren't hanging around on Facebook or somewhere. Maybe it would be best to reach them locally, you know, in some organization or in some other way. So it's kind of, you have to know who your audience is and where exactly you can reach them.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Any other tips you want to throw out before we end the call?
Yes, just don't give up. Just keep writing. And, you know, everybody, like you had mentioned before, that everybody has a book inside of them waiting to come out. So, you know, it just takes sitting down and being disciplined and, you know, writing, you know, at least a few times a week or a few hours a week. And eventually, if you do that, you'll eventually finish a book. So just
being
disciplined.
How often do you write?
I try to write at least 3 or 4 times a week. And I don't push it beyond like 3 or 4 hours at a time because my brain
gets tired
and, yeah, and shuts down. So maybe 2 or 3 hours before you start shutting down. So doing it at least a few times a week, you know, is pretty good. And you don't want to burn yourself out neither. I used to, when I first started, I would work 7 days a week, and I burned myself out and got really sick of it. So doing it, you know, more on a basis of 3-4 times a week may be better. And
it, I think it's fun because since you're marketing your own books, so you can break it down where you spend a little bit of time writing and then you do the creative side of trying to figure out, like you said, who your customer is, where are they, and then try to find them and get the word out. So it kind of changes the direction and keeps you excited.
It does. It keeps things interesting, actually, when you self-publish, because you have to do everything yourself, from writing the book, and if you're out there on CreateSpace, you can create your book cover there, so you end up being kind of like a graphic designer in a sense, and it makes it interesting because you're involved with all the phases of your book and doing it yourself, and so it keeps everything interesting instead of it being boring.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to look that up. I really like that idea. Again, give them your website address and tell them what they'll find on the website. Like, we didn't discuss how you work with new people who are writing.
Yes, for people here locally, because I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I meet with them personally in person, and then others can call me on the phone. We can set up an appointment time and do it on the phone. But I help people if they have questions. If they're first-time authors and they have questions about how to go about, you know, writing a book and marketing it, and I can help people with their book launches, give them ideas how to approach it, or even jump in and help a little, too, if they need help with it. And they can find that information out there on my website. It's Beyond, and the number 3, and then D, like davidbooks.com, beyond3dbooks.com.
Well, Trish, it's been wonderful. I'm sorry, our time is almost up. Let me know when you get the next book done, and then we can maybe do another call and talk about that book as well. And I think the tips you've given our listeners are great, and I know we usually get a lot of people that listen in at their own convenience, so I know I'm going to put it out. Anybody who wants to write a book, to be sure to listen to today's show. And I thank you so much, and stay warm.
I'll try to. We're supposed to get a lot of snow tonight. So.
Well, I'm so glad I'm in sunny California. And again, thank you for being my guest on Diva Strategies for Success. Next week, my guest is going to be Patricia St. James. And she is she owns a cosmetic company, and she is going to share how she put her company together. Also, she's, I don't know if anybody watches the Queen Latifah show. She is actually going to be on that show tomorrow. It's airing tomorrow, and it was her birthday when she went, so they actually put her in the show. So that's pretty exciting. And again, Trish, thank you so much, and I wish you great success with your books.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. I hope my tips were helpful for many people.
They were. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.